A race in Haywood County this weekend raises money for survivors of gun violence and honors a fallen hometown hero. The Mighty Four-Miler on Saturday morning supports the Riley Howell Foundation Fund. It's been almost 2 years now since Riley Howell, a Waynesville native, was killed during a shooting at UNC Charlotte. Kevin Westmoreland is the secretary of the foundation and the father of Howell's longtime girlfriend.
It helps us remember Riley and who he was, and it hopefully doesn't mean he's defined by what happened in UNC Charlotte. And it also lets us raise money to help more people in his name, and it's something I think he would be proud of.
Howell is credited with tackling the gunman who opened fire on a campus classroom, saving the lives of many other students. One other student, Reed Parlier, was also killed. Westmoreland says that the lack of change in gun violence prevention 2 years later leaves him feeling beaten down, especially after the two recent mass shootings in Atlanta and Boulder.
When that happens, we know what those people feel. We know the pain and the sadness and the emptiness and the way that your life has changed forever in just a second. And we don't want any more people to have to go through that.
Westmoreland says he and Howell both owned guns and went shooting together. But he's in favor of common-sense gun laws, like universal background checks, red flag laws, and bans on assault weapons. He says shootings like Boulder show him what assault weapons were made for.
That tells me that those weapons are meant for mass human destruction. It's not for hunting. It's not for just target practice. They're meant for a certain thing, and I don't think we need them.
Last year's race was postponed because of the pandemic. In order to comply with current North Carolina COVID-19 guidelines, groups of 40 or fewer runners will start every 10 minutes. Face coverings are required until runners start the race.
We're just looking forward to getting out and having a good day outside with people that we love and care about and people that, you know, care about Riley.
Organizers expect at least a few hundred people to participate in the race. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.